Letter from the Betty Boop Fan Club, Hicksville, New York. The who? The Betty Boop Fan Club? Betty Boop. George. Good evening, sport fans. And here tonight is a preview of things to come in the world of sports. About 200 outhouses powered by outboard motors are expected to compete in the annual Cowichan Bay Outhouse Race in June. A member of Cowichan Bay's Privy Council, which organizes the annual event, said the date for the race was being switched from the traditional May 24th to sometime in June. Possibly, and significantly enough, probably Father's Day, because the May date was already filled, and we quote here, with too many other exciting events. Please, Herb, if you will. Yes, please.
Mammon.
Mammon.
Melek.
Melek.
Typhon.
Typhon.
Moloch.
Moloch.
Samael.
Samael.
Set.
Set.
Shaitan.
Shaitan.
Short.
Now, hold it there, Herbert. Hold it there. Reset that, because we're going to have to give a little explanation here, all of you outhouse race fans. I hear, excuse me, madam. Oh, by the way, if you can dig it up there, Herb, would you please cue up Sheik of Araby? We have a special reason for it. There's a lot of symbolic things happening these days that you just can't get around. No, not on that one. Take off that Moog thing and put on the Sheik there, because we got something important. Just set that up now, and we'll get underway here in a second. What you just heard was a highly significant recording. Hey, you guys in the control room, I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen carefully now. What you just heard... No, we're going to play that... this one again, see? What you just heard was probably something, I would guess, I would say without any fear, much contradiction, is quite probably the first time that's ever been broadcast, really. And I'm sure it's the first time you ever heard it. I know this. Most of you, anyway. Unless you're sneaky, and I think you are. I'll play a little bit more of it and let you guess. Now, seriously, in the best way to do this, now I'm going to give you, if you want to really participate in this thing, turn off your lights. Turn off your lights. Look directly at the radio with intense concentration. As much concentration as you can work up. Now, I know you're a 20th century man, and it's impossible to truly concentrate. The average man in our time has an attention span of roughly 3.5 to 4 microseconds. So push yourself. Look carefully at your radio. Concentrate. Concentrate. Concentrate.
Mammon.
Mammon.
Melek.
Melek.
Typhon.
Typhon.
Moloch.
Moloch.
Samael.
Samael.
Set.
Set.
Shaitan.
Shaitan.
Short.
Short.
Concentrate.
Loki.
Look carefully
Loki.
At your radio. Something is happening that has never happened to you before. Concentrate. Look right at your radio. You can go to the John later. Look at your radio.
I saw a
You are listening to the High Priest of the Church of Satan. This is the first time in my knowledge that an actual broadcast of a satanic mass has ever been transmitted over the American airwaves. The high priest is now calling forth by name the demons and devils which will do his bidding for all the particular work of the instant. The names are then echoed by the members of the congregation and his assistants for the purpose of intensifying the emotion necessary for the magical working of Satan. He is now speaking the 14th Enochian key. Enochian is the magical language thought to be older than Sanskrit, used in satanic ceremonies. The high priest has chosen this particular key, the 14th, as appropriate for the service. There are 19 keys in all.
I call upon the messengers of doom to slash with grim delight this victim I have chosen. Silence is that.
This is an invocation applied towards the conjuration of destruction. Satanism advocates vengeance towards those who would rise to harm one of its followers. There has been an injustice towards a walker of the left-hand path, and therefore a curse must be conjured and a wrong redressed. The high priest is now reciting the proper invocation to destroy the assailant. He is putting a curse of Satan on him.
Oh, come forth in the name of Abaddon and destroy he whose name I giveth as a sign. O great brothers of the night, thou who makest my place of comfort, who ridest out upon the hot winds of hell, who dwelleth in the devil's fane, move and appear. Present yourselves to him who sustaineth the rottenness of the mind, that moves the gibbering mouth that mocks the just and strong. Rend that gaggling tongue and close his throat.
He is now directing the wrath of Satan towards the chosen symbolic human sacrifice.
Pierce his lungs with the stings of scorpions, O Sekhmet.
The guttural language he is now speaking is the language of the demonic inhabitants of the infernal empire. They can be heard as the high priest concludes his invocation and summons them up from the pit to carry out his diabolical command.
And on its pines resplendently impaled by sacrifice through vengeance rest. Shemham Farash.
Shemham Farash.
Hail Satan!
The shimmering gong acts to intensify the barbaric tones of the Enochian which he is now speaking. Savage tones of Enochian ring through the black tabernacle as the high priest chants the seventh key for a magical working of earth-shaking impact. At this point, the priest is performing the magical age-old gestures of conjuration. Should be provided by black candles.
The east is the house of harlots, singing praises among the flames of first glory, wherein the dark Lord.
For now the high priest begins the invocation applied towards the conjuration of lust.
The man rejoices. And they are apparelled with ornaments of brightness, such as work wonders on all creatures, whose kingdoms and continuance are as the third and fourth, strong towers and places of comfort, the seats of pleasures and continuance. O ye servants of pleasure, move, appear, sing praises unto the earth, and be mighty amongst us. For that to this remembrance is given power.
The Satanic Bible is divided into four books. The first, the Book of Satan, is a hellish diatribe. The second, the Book of Lucifer, the Enlightenment. The third, the Book of Belial, is an explanation of the meaning and performance of Satanic magic. And the fourth, the Book of Leviathan, contains the actual invocations used in Satanic ceremonies.
Zode Kare, Zode Maranu, Yekari Mi, Woa Daheo Nika Ol Zodo.
This is the savage tone of the language of Enochian, said to be older than Sanskrit, used in all satanic ceremonies during the performance of the high satanic mass.
Come forth, O great spawn of the abyss, and make thy presence manifest. I have set my thoughts upon the blazing pinnacle, which flows with the chosen lust of the moments of increase, and grows fervent in the turgid swell. Send forth that messenger of voluptuous delight, and let these obscene vistas of my dark desires take form in future deeds and doings.
The membership files of the Church of Satan are confidential.
The sixth tower of Satan.
The list of members of this church are never revealed to the public.
Within, and as such, will move the body of the flesh of my summoning.
Okay. Now everybody, what happened? What happened? What was that, Charlie? I'm not kidding you. That actually was a recording of the Satanic Mass. The famous. Actually, this is from the Church of Satan, and it is an ordained church, by the way. In case you're curious, it's not a hokey finokey bit. And in fact, it's so official that the High Priest of Satan in this particular church is qualified to perform marriages, official church. And that's very different from a sect. It's a separate and distinct church. Speaking of churches, that reminds me, this is WOR, in the Satanic churches at that, in New York. Hit the ding-dong, please.
It's birthday time. All right, everybody, together now. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maverick. How about that? Ford's Maverick will be 1 year old April 17th. Imagine. In just 1 year, it became the best-selling car of the 70s. Now, you know, that's really something to celebrate. No, don't send presents. After all, there's nothing a car like that can use. It has everything. But at Maverick's birthday sale, your Ford dealer is giving you the presents. Special low birthday prices on not only Maverick, but on every car in the whole area. Over 25,000 Mavericks, Mustangs, Falcons, Torinos, even the big Fords to choose from. 25,000. And because of your Ford dealer's exclusive computerized car locator system, all you have to do is see your local Ford dealer and pick the car you want. He'll bring it to you. Pretty good? You betcha. And the price? Better than good. It is fantastic. But it's only during Maverick's birthday sale at your local Ford dealers.
I want to tell you, there's more people ran into safety islands listening to the High Mass of Satan. You know, it's a funny thing. about that. The lure of the I can only say mystical is always around us. And that was an authentic recording. Don't put that. I may play it later. You know, there's some parts of it that they claim that if they're ever played on the air, it could cause widespread problems. Well, that's true. In fact, for example, there is the invocation to Satan, which I was very afraid to play because during the invocation to Satan, the way it's done, the high priest, you see, who conducts the mass, and his assistants, they're all black-robed. And he stands holding a symbolic sword, which is a sword of power. He holds it out in his extended arm, which points towards the altar and the symbol of Satan. You see, the altar in Satan, of course, everything is reversed. And Satan comes from the nether regions. We always think of God as somehow the sky. And Satan is always from the earth, the bowels of the earth. And in this ceremony, he recites one of the great secret rites of the church, which is the invocation to Satan, which literally calls Satan out. It's the high point of the satanic mass where Satan appears. And, you know, I could play that tonight, but can you imagine what that would do? Oh, I'm going to tell you, can you imagine Satan popping out of every Japanese transistor radio in 400 states? And he would, you know. You understand that Satan doesn't take corporeal form. Hey, by the way, speaking of wild things, I just want you to listen carefully to this, because last night I mentioned something on the air, and I don't feed you the business. And last night I mentioned something on the air, a poster called Year One. Well, I took one of these things. I only have two of them. I took one upstairs to the 23rd floor, which is the official floor of WOR. It really is. These people are the most sardonic, cynical, blasé people you ever saw. I mean, even the steno pool looks like it was made out of, you know, silly putty or something. Anyway, I took one of these posters up there, and it caused a fantastic sensation. Everybody's running around from office to office, and you know, you can tell what it is. Now, I'll tell you briefly what it is. It's a magnificent lithographed poster. And I'm not even going to tell you what it's about. That is up to you. It's called the Year One poster, which is, in a sense, a mystic attitude towards the beginning of everything, and let's start over again. But the poster itself is a spectacular example of surrealism and lithography. It's a beautiful poster, really. And, you know, most people see posters in stores. These posters, you know, these crummy, sort of speckled, badly done blow-ups of Paul Newman, that kind of stuff. But this is not at all to be compared with this. This is something that I'll guarantee you, and anybody who's got one of these things hanging up, you're going to have more comments, more people standing around just gawking at it. And, you know, one of the curious things about it, it's got about 17 inner meanings. The more you look at it, the more you see, and there's a certain attitude that you can look at it with that's incredibly erotic. Incidentally, Herb, but one thing you don't notice about this is all in day glow. That if this is shown under a certain kind of ultraviolet or infrared light, an entirely new set of circumstances come out on it. And I seriously tell you that if you want a very interesting thing to have in your path, I don't care who you are, I would suggest that you get in touch with these people. It is a great buy for $2, believe me. I mean, the lithography on this thing alone is, well, it's a big poster. I'd say it's about 3 feet by 2.5 feet, something like that, wouldn't you, Herb? Roughly 36, maybe about a yard thick long, maybe a little shorter than that, maybe 34 inches, roughly, by about 26, something like that. And it has a symbolic thing at the bottom. It says Heaven, Earth, Rock, Beatles, Sound, Time, Come Together in the Kingdom of Rock. Let's try that again with a little echo. Heaven, Earth, Rock, Beatles, Sound, Time, Come Together at the Kingdom of Rock. Rock, Rock, Rock. Fantastic. And if you would like one of these, please get on the stick. There aren't many of them around. And there were 1,000 of these distributed at the Mobilization for Peace demonstration recently in Washington. and there were fistfights breaking out among the peace people as to who would get them. And if you'd like one, believe me, they are worth every bit of the $2. Send a $2 check or money order. Don't send cash, because that gets into problems. $2 check or money order, and they'll take care of the postage and all, to Year One. It is the Year One poster. 460 West 34th Street. I repeat, Year One, 460 West 34th Street, New York, New York. And symbolically enough, their zip code is 1. Give me that. I'll try that again. 1-0-0-0-1. Not bad. Money back if you aren't totally gassed. I mean it. I'll tell you. You'll lay there in your sack just looking at that thing, and it'll drive you out of your bird. And it is... By the way, if you'll excuse the expression, a damn good example of surrealistic painting, too. It's a wild thing. And everybody up here wants one. They're all asking me to get them one. Well, you got $2? You know? But, you know, I'll tell you, there's the time... We're living in times that just cannot be explained by ordinary... Everything is coming up mystic. Would you believe who won the fifth race at Aqueduct today? Get ready with that one-man band recording. I'll give you the cue. Guess who won the fifth race at Aqueduct? I'll let you guess. Another chic of Andrew Ridbeat. Yeah, he took it. Well, at night when you're asleep, there, BBC, your love belongs to me, papa. At my time when you're sleepy, but a papa into your head, I'll see the papa. Papa, 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 very good. Wonder who that was on the bops. Sheikh of Araby took the fifth at Aqueduct today. Yes, sir. George. You know, you're sitting out there. Do any of you know? I mean, a lot of people, when I said that one word, turn out the lights, a thrill of fear went through them. The fear of darkness is a fear that we all have, more or less. You know what the fear of darkness is called psychologically? If you get it to the point where you've got to have lights on all the time, you know there is a name for this fear. Ocluophobia. Ocluophobia. Do you have ocluophobia? And then there's the fear of water. Hydrophobia. Did you know that the fear of water is called hydrophobia? Now, here's a good one. Did you know that there is a well-documented psychological problem that relates
to the fear of spies? There are people who believe that they are being spied upon constantly. And that is a well-documented problem in psychological circles. And you know what it's called? Scopophobia. Scopophobia. S-K-O-P-O-P. Scopophobia. Scopophobia. Hey, Charlie, you got scopophobia.
Who, me? You've been spying on me.
Oh, yes. And you know what one of the most common of all phobias in the big city is? The fear of being lonely. That is a great fear. And when it's carried to the phobiac form, it's called eremophobia. 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 With an E. Eremophobia. So you sit out there, afraid of the dark. Afraid of spies. Afraid to touch animal fur. You know what climacophobia is? The fear of stairs. Until finally you're immobile, hanging like a tiny gnat in a great sea of solidified amber. And then the voice of Satan himself comes out of the darkness.
Prepare my garnishings of the is-to-be, and the image of my creation lurketh as a seething basilisk awaiting his release. The vision shall become his reality, and through the nourishment that my sacrifice giveth.
I better not. I'm going to flip them all here. You know, what I'm doing is real bad tonight. I shouldn't do that. Really shouldn't. I mean, that's bad news. I mean, you've not only put the fear of staircases in people's head, and, of course, you know the fear of blood. Do you know that there are people who fear gaiety and it becomes a phobia? Yes, they get offended and they're afraid at other people laughing. That's an actual documented fear. Are you curious what that one's called? The fear of gaiety is cherophobia. C-H-E-R-O, C-H-E-R-O, cherophobia. And that's a good one to blame somebody on. You know, there's a well-documented fear of England. Certain people actually fear England and always have feared England. Of course, that's Anglophobia. And a lot of people developed the Russophobia, too, which is a constant fear that Russians are after them. You know, some people will wake up at 3 in the morning and believe that a Russian spy is trapping them. I mean, seriously, and this, of course... Hey, listen, Herb, will you do a favor for me? I left in there a book. Would you jump up from your control? I won't make any bad moves towards... I'll keep the game solid, so go ahead. You're getting official approval to do this. Do you see a paperback there? Maybe it's up there on your tape deck. Well, where did I put it, then? For heaven's sakes. Yeah, I doubt whether it's on the bottom of all those. Maybe under that tape box there. No? Well, okay. We won't worry about it, then. Because it's in there someplace, but I'll find it when I come out. I usually do. But, you know, by the way, speaking of fears, in case you're... You know, tonight's a great night for fear. You know, we're in the middle of the... By the way, tonight... I don't know whether you got a chance to go out. But tonight was one of those rare nights of real beauty in New York. Genuine. Did you go out about twilight time? You know, it's scary to realize that we're slowly advancing towards the longest day of the year. June 21st, roughly, is the longest day of the year. That means less than 4 weeks, 3 weeks or so. And that means then that the days will start getting shorter again, winter coming in. Oh, what a drag. Oh, I hate to think of it. But nevertheless, this period between right about now and the next 4 or 5 weeks, is going to be scheduled astronomically, some of the most fantastic, meteorologically, I should say, beautiful, spectacular, and magnificent sunsets in New York. You know, we're a sea city, you know. Let's face it, that we're right on the sea. And any place that's on the sea has spectacular sunsets if you get a chance to see them. due to a lot of things that have to do with the ocean. And tonight, when the sun was going down over Jersey, which by our lights in Manhattan it does, you could walk along 42nd Street, looked incredibly beautiful today. Because looking directly west on 42nd Street, you could see this fantastic orange, gold, yellow sun drifting over. And you could see, the air was very clear, by the way, tonight. You could see the Jersey high ground over there. You could see this sort of a profile of Jersey over there. And for a brief moment, you forgot all the Jersey crud and Route 27 and all that stuff. And you could see this beautiful, great wash of orange and gold coming down 42nd Street. And 42nd Street really did look like a fantastic canyon. And you could see these buildings stretching up to the blue on either side. It was just a beautiful night. And if you get a chance to get out sometime during this... You know, the sad thing about living in a place like New York, one of the great things that you miss living in the urban world is that kind of beauty. You don't really think of it much. In fact, you're rarely hit by the sun. You're hit by heat in the city a lot, or you're hit by rain, or you're hit by snow, or whatever it might be that's the final product of the air and of the world. But you don't really get a chance to contact the basic elements. For example, the sun. You don't really see the sun much in the city. You certainly don't see sunsets often. And if you're me, you never see a dawn, I mean, unless you can't help it. Although I do most of my writing late at night. In fact, you know, there's a certain kind of writer. I speak here as a writer in this case, that there's a lot of people who write, who have to write early in the morning, who get up like at the crack of dawn and write from about 6 o'clock to noon. This is their best period. I've known some of them, and some of them, some of the most famous ones, for example, Somerset Maugham always worked that way. And he had a regular set pattern of work. Almost everything I've ever written has been between midnight and 8 or 9 in the morning. I'd say actually between midnight and roughly 5, 6 in the morning. And to me, this is the best time for me to work. You know who else was like that? I certainly would put myself in that class, but one of the most famous all-night writers was Balzac. That Balzac would hang up in his room. He was always barely ahead of the tax collector, every collector. His women were after him, everything, you know, the whole bit. He was pursued constantly through his life by people wanting money. And so he would pin up curtains inside of his place to lock out the rest of the world. And from midnight until about 6 in the morning, he would sit there and work like mad with a candle going. And, and he produced this stuff. You know, and I have a theory that people who write at a certain time of the day reflect a certain viewpoint. In other words, the guy who writes only when the birds are out and the wash is hanging out on a line, this is a kind of a sunny type writer who sees the world as a kind of Norman Rockwell painting. And, you know, if you know anything about Balzac, he looked at the darker side of life. You know who else wrote at night? Edgar Allan Poe, of course, was a classic night writer. And there are others, a lot of others. By the way, speaking of the fears, you know, that they're doing a lot of investigating these days. And, of course, mysticism is growing. The other day I happened to be around where there was a girl who mentions the fact that she puts hexes on people. You know, she puts curses on people. Yeah, she just says, I put the horns on them. And she studied this kind of stuff. Well, almost like magic, there were about 15 kids around who were asking her questions on how to do that. Now, I suspect that Satan is winning in our world. Because, you know, witchcraft and Satanism are all closely involved. To invoke the supernatural and the demons and to throw a curse on somebody else. This is all part of the supernatural subterranean world of evil. Herb, would you do something for me? Would you go at the top of that recording, the top of the Satan recording, and give me the opening. I want the opening lines. I want you to hear what happens in the opening of the hymn, or actually it's the hymn of Satan, The opening of a satanic ceremony, the way the great famous Black Mass, which most people have heard of all our lives and have never really seen. This is an actual recording. It was recorded in a church. It was recorded in the satanic church, and it was recorded. Of course, they have their own calendar, you see. If you use our calendar, in other words, if you use 1970 as a derivation or a derivative calendar, you are deriving your numbering of dates from the birth of Christ, which of course is a plus calendar. In other words, it's an anti-satanic calendar that we have. Do you ever think of it that way? Because Christ, of course, fought evil, and he fought thus for Satan. So they have their own calendar. And this was recorded Friday the 13th, September 3, Anno Satanas, or the third year of Satan, Friday the 13th. By the way, the Black Mass is only performed on Friday the 13th. That whenever Friday the 13th appears, this is the day of Satan. This is why, for centuries, the 13th of Friday has been considered bad luck to seamen. And anybody who is in the slightest superstitious, the 13th of Friday has always been an evil day. And that's called Satan's Day, just like Sunday is called the Lord's Day. So each one of the spirits, bro and good, evil and con, have their day. And this was performed on Friday the 13th, the 3rd. I repeat, in case you're curious, if you keep calendars, it was recorded in the Church of Satan, San Francisco, California, Friday 13th, September 3, Anno Satanas, or the third year of Satan. Now, this part of the hymn, or the opening, it opens with a hymn. And this, let's...
In nomine Dei nostri Satanas Lucifer.
Satanas Lucifer.
In the name of Satan, the ruler of the earth, the king of the world, I command the forces of darkness to bestow their
This is the opening of the high satanic
Open
mass.
Wide the gates of hell and come forth from the
While the hymn is played, the high priest who you hear now,
Satan,
dressed in flowing black and garnet robes and cape and horned hood, stands in front of the altar. The altar is the nude body of a beautiful priestess. The altar itself represents lust. He tolls the bell nine times, which is a mystic number intoning the satanic language.
I have taken thy name as a part of myself. I live as the beasts of the
He turns counterclockwise.
In the fleshly life. I favor the just and curse the rotten. By all the gods of the pit, I command that these things...
The high priest, now encircled by the black-robed figures of his assistants, stands holding the sword of power in his extended hand. Manifesting his desires, calling upon the powers of darkness.
Mammon!
The high priest now calls forth by name the demons.
Typhon!
Typhon!
Moloch!
Moloch!
Samael!
Samael!
The names are then echoed by the members of the congregation for the purpose of intensifying the emotion necessary for the magical working of Satan.
Loki!
Loki!
He is now speaking Enochian, the magical language older than Sanskrit used in ancient satanic ceremonies. The language of Satan himself. Yeah, how you like that? Isn't that nice? That's your favorite tune they're playing. Now, I'll tell you, Herbert, would you please reset that all the way to the very end of that particular band? Just right to the very end. Oh, yeah, peers are everywhere. And you can't beat it. Now this, we'll skip most of the ceremony because, you see, if we do perform on the air the satanic ceremony, there is great danger of summoning up Satan himself. I must assure you that if you concentrate hard enough, you too are liable to be carried away by this great body of avarice and lust which is being conjured up by the high priest of Satan. Now, this is the concluding moment, which is one of the high moments of this particular Mass, which, again, as I've pointed out, is done on the 13th of February, always. This is the hymn to Satan. The high priest tolls the bell 9 times towards each cardinal point of the compass. This is the pollutionary to the ceremony, which is the satanic version of sanctification, the pollutant. He unifies the ritual. This is all performed, by the way, in almost total darkness. The scene is lit only by black candles. I thought you'd kind of like that. Ching, ching, ching. Satan represents indulgence. Satan represents vile existence. Satan represents vitality, undefiled wisdom. Satan represents kindness to those who deserve it. Kindness represents vengeance instead of turning the other cheek. It represents responsibility to the responsible instead of concern for psychic vampires. Satan represents man as any other animal, sometimes better, often worse than those who walk on all fours. Satan represents, well, the so-called 7 deadly sins, which lead to physical, mental, and emotional gratification. Satan has been the best friend the church has ever had. He has kept it in business for all these years.
There are 8 million people in New York City. But sometimes when you need somebody, there isn't anybody. Now there is somebody at Helpline Telephone Center. Just dial 686-3061 anytime. Someone will answer, listen to you, and talk to you. That someone will have practical suggestions for a problem that may have seemed to you to have no answer at all. The problem can be anything. Family, job, alcohol, the law, or just plain loneliness. Now New York has gotten smaller. You can dial a shoulder. 686-3061. 686-3061.
This is WOR New York, 710 on your dial.
Detail on the hour from the WOR newsroom, Lester Smith reporting. The attorney for New York City's rank-and-file transit workers charged tonight that a motorman operating a disabled train involved in today's collision in Queens had failed to stop his train because he was running it from the third car. The attorney, David Lubash, made the charge after interviewing the motorman, Anthony Haynes. Lubash said that Haynes was ordered to run the car by a transit authority executive, After the brakes had failed on the first two cars of the INDGG train after it left the Woodhaven Boulevard stop. According to Lubash, the train's conductor was in the first car to serve as a lookout for the motorman. But when the conductor tried to signal the motorman that he was on a collision course with another train, he was not able to. And, says the union attorney, the disabled train emergency cord system could not be used by the conductor because the brakes were dead in the first two cars. Transit Authority Director of Public Information Leonard Engel said there have been incidents in the past when a motorman has had to operate a train from a car other than the first one. But Engels refused to confirm that this was the case during today's accident, which killed two people and at last reported injured more than 60 others. One of the dead has been identified as Morris Berger of Jackson Heights, Queens. The second victim, a woman, is still unidentified. Bus service on parts of Nassau County was suspended tonight because of a driver dispute over protection with the Skank Bus Company. The Long Island Bus Company obtained a temporary injunction today in state Supreme Court to halt a work stoppage by its night shift drivers, but for the third straight night, all service is reported shut down as of 8 o'clock on the Skank routes from Nassau County to subway stations in Jamaica, Flushing, and Far Rockaway, Queens. The drivers were demanding more police protection from robbers or the use of the exact fare system in order to prevent nighttime holdups. The chairman of the Hudson County, New Jersey Republican Committee was indicted today on a charge of conspiracy to obstruct justice. GOP leader John Theurer is charged by a grand jury with conspiring. Also named in the indictment with Theurer is an alleged mafia member, Joseph Ziccarelli. New Jersey Attorney General George Kugler said that Ziccarelli controlled and supervised an illegal gambling establishment with alleged protection provided by Theurer. An all-night curfew is in force in Rahway, New Jersey, after racial fights among students in Rahway High School during the day. Mayor John Marsh ordered the curfew for adults and young people from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. after today's fighting among 350 black and white students at the high school. After the curfew went into effect tonight, police reported a number of adults and young people arrested on charges of violating the curfew and other charges. More news after this.
The Darlington Inn has a gorgeous 18-hole championship golf course, indoor-outdoor swimming pools, tennis courts, horseback riding, archery, fishing, even croquet. We have a playground and special counselors for the kids. And since we're so close to the Pennsylvania Dutch Amish country, you can do marvelous sightseeing and antiquing. But then we really spoil you at night. Dinner by candlelight at our 1796 house. Dancing. Nightclub entertainment. You'll stay in plush, air-conditioned suites. And you'll love the prices. The only thing you'll hate is leaving.
Now, Downingtown host Mickey Rooney invite you to enjoy 3, 4, 5 days or more of free golf and gourmet dining luxury from only $49 per person. Just 2 hours from New York, call free 06-3200, 06-3200, and ask for Miss Betsy.